How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, SA Judiciary, We Salute You. How much news can be crammed into a single week? What a cracker. I jumped from headline to headline with my fake news hat on, not believing what I was reading. Let's start with the headline grabbers, Concourt and the Judiciary. The eyes of the world were on our legal system as the Zuma judgment was finally handed down. Ubaba is going to jail. Unbelievable. Could it be true? I read the news again. I just returned from a fantastic two-night break, and this was the icing on the cake. I scrounged for more information, and lo and behold, MKMVA are outside in Kundla, and Edward Zuma is saying over his dead body. Well, there's a comment to be made, but I'm going to leave it at that. Judge Zondo took to the airwaves welcoming the judgment. Zuma will be sentenced to 15 months in prison, so that equates to more or less 1.5 days, and I'll take it. It's not about the time, it's about the action. No one is above the law. I don't care if he goes to jail for 24 hours. It's the incredible feat that finally, as South Africans, we are assured that the justice prevails. It may have more terms and conditions than an insurance policy, but it does work. I was so excited that I forgot that Zuma has another trial pending during the sentence he's supposed to serve. Does that mean he zooms from jail much longer? If you want my honest opinion, he will go to jail, but he will be diagnosed with the shakes and be out in less than a week. He'll be given enormous preferential treatment in prison, and it might evolve into a TV media show. But, and it's a big but, it means that Ace & Co. will have to follow suit. Even our vibey health minister, Zweli Mkhize, might have to feel the wrath of his own lockdown. And that, my friends, is a triumph for each of us. Viva the justice system. The brave judgment was too long in its arrival, but better late than never. We salute you, Justice Kampepe. No sooner had I marked my calendar with the five-day countdown until Jay-Z wears cuffs than I read about the CR17 bank statements. Makwebane's ruling was set aside, and in return, Ramaphosa is absolved of any guilt for the campaign donations during elections. I mean, come on, guys. Did you expect a different outcome? Political donations are always filled with questionable donors. How else would we have politics? Julius says we need to worry about who funds the president. We should. Just like we should be careful about who we bank with. Hashtag VBS Bank. We salute you, Judge Chris Jaftha. I missed the Level 4 announcement. I was on the beach smoking a cigarette. I don't drink or have any intention of leaving KZN, so I don't care. That is my incredible reality, but it's not South Africa's, as many more are now unemployed and many industries just can't afford to continue. In addition, the third wave is destroying families, if not by leaving them too ill to work or being kept in isolation, then the ultimate price, death. There are too many names on my prayer list. It's frightening. The Delta variant is a killer. In my circle, I hear name upon name of those who can't find a bed in a hospital or have a funeral to arrange. What happened to Nasrec and all those field hospitals we paid for? Where are they? Or was that a media buy-off like the decuplets? Were there even hospitals, or did you just stage some photos? Also, with any respect that's due, weren't you about 3 weeks too late on the lockdown? Everyone is dead or in hospital already. Or did your timing consider that the Zuma judgment was coming? Just asking. Then we had an anti-lockdown march. Yes, you read that right, a march. It was a farce. There were one or two people standing in isolation with a poster, and the rest of the so-called march took place on Twitter. Ah, South Africa, your silence screams. DCJ Zondo wound up the best miniseries in this country. He said that the commission didn't interrogate all witnesses, but he feels that it made its point. Well, that's an understatement of the century. We salute you, Raymond Zondo. You stood taller than most men would. You literally took shots to open the narrative that is state capture so that we could see the rat's nest of corruption. I will miss your mild and forthright manner and the occasional clearing of your throat before you unleash words with such eloquence one can barely believe that they perturbed a witness. This is off the back of persuading Zizi Kodwa to admit he stole money and Norman Gigaba to identify which man bag Gigabyte used to move cash. Mr. Fix, Razmataz, Minister Fear Fokol is busy with a demerit system. It basically means when you drive badly, you lose points in your license, and eventually, after enough offenses, you'll lose your license. This is not Britain, M-Bucks. This is SA. just buy a Coke. Legendary Steve Kakani died this week as we lost another SA legend. 1 in 4 of the metros are broke, and I have more opt-out messages from the Poppy Act than I've seen fish. As I close off this report, I'm watching Carl Niehaus in his only suit. I prefer him in khakis. And Andile Lungise vowing to shut down South Africa if Zuma does fall. Hate to be the one to break it to you, Andy. We are shut down for over a year and a half now. So we sit and wait as Nkandla and various hotspots filled up with bust-in supporters who will protect Zuma. The media want you to believe that the entire Zulu nation are behind Jay-Z, but that's not true. Just ask a Zulu. While you're anticipating an apocalypse, try to remember that the supporters of corruption only rise when the money comes in. No dosh means no mosh. Our neighbors are burning in Eswatini as the youth call for democracy and demand that the king step down. Eswatini's horrific images give me the chills. We handled Zuma Must Fall with grace. May we hold the forthcoming events peacefully. Pray for South Africa. Across the waters, Bill Cosby was released because they didn't charge him for all the rapes. Don't ask me to explain it to you. I can't work it out at all. Lindani Myeni's murder was apparently justified. I saw the video. Why hasn't the world stopped for this heinous crime? Is it because he's not George Floyd? The police were cleared of any wrongdoing as they called his murder self-defense. Lindani was unarmed, had taken his shoes off to enter a friend's house, but had had the wrong address. At the very least, South Africa should take a knee for Lindani. Who decides which stories matter and whose lives matter? Call a loved one because these are truly historic and frightening times. If you're watching Euro 2020, why couldn't they just call it 2021 and be done with it? Talk about semantics. Then happy viewing, stay home, stay safe, and pray for South Africa.